When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
So did we call it? Last week, I said within 7 days, the government will come out of shutdown. Well, we got a vote last night from the Senate. It looks like they're just doing that. So today's video, folks, my goal is to help explain to you guys, once the government comes out of shutdown mode, we start getting all the data that the markets need and the Fed needs. What's going to go on with these and why? So let's get over to the markets. I want to take you first over to CNBC to give you the breaking news from the Senate, what they did, what's going to go on, and when will the government reopen? What's the details behind it? Let's take it over to CNBC to find that out.
Well, let's get you caught up on what's going on in Washington over the weekend. The Senate now taking a first step towards ending that more than 40-day now long government shutdown. Emily Wilkins is, I don't know if you slept for the last 72 hours. Where are we?
Well, Andrew, we have a breakthrough. Congress has broken through the logjam, and they now appear to be on this glide path to reopen the government. Now, what happened last night is 8 Senate Democrats, we've been looking for that number for the last 40 days, they joined with Republicans to take that first step to pass a funding bill, finally again hitting that 60-vote threshold. And look, there are going to be a few more votes in the Senate. We've got to have at least one more vote in the House. But at this point, the shutdown could be done within the next couple days and within the next week. Now, the agreement that they put together, it funds part of the government, including things like SNAP, agriculture, veterans programs, for the rest of the 2026 fiscal year. For the rest of the government, and continues funding until January 30th. It also goes ahead and reverses those attempted firings of federal employees during the shutdown, make sure that all the federal employees are going to get their back pay. And Democrats have been promised a vote on extending those healthcare tax credits by the second week of December on a bill of their choosing. And while, again, these 8 Democrats, they've said the deal on the table right now, it's the best they were going to get. Others within their party, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, were livid that the shutdown is going to end with no concrete deal on those health care tax credits.
I must vote no. This health care crisis is so severe, so urgent, so devastating for families back home that I cannot in good faith support this CR that fails to address the health care crisis.
Okay, so I don't want to get political, but let me know your thoughts down there. Okay, so let's say this happens and the markets start getting the data that they really need, like unemployment, tariffs, inflation. Where is that going to take us when it comes to mortgage rates? Because if you're watching this channel, most likely you're a homeowner or you're looking to try to buy or build a house down the road. So if you're a homeowner, I got a tool for you. Real quick. In my website, therateupdate.com, if you're a homeowner and you want me to track rates for you because you're like, Dan, every day rates are changing. I don't know what's a good deal, what's a bad deal, what to look for. Reach out to us. We'd love to help. So go to Rate Update, put in your information, your mortgage information, and RateWatch 2.0. What I want you to do is just let me know what rate you want to refinance, or at least look at the numbers. What I'll do is I'll call you, text you, we'll go over the numbers, and if it makes sense, we'll lock you in and get the paperwork started. If not, we'll wait for rates to get a little bit lower. So go to therateupdate.com for that. But here's my concern. Okay, so what we're going to start getting in is the numbers or the data points that the Federal Reserve monitors, well, the markets in general monitor to see where it's going to go. What you look at is you look at inflation, because that is the deterioration of the dollar, and then you look at the unemployment numbers. So what you have to understand is this. The better these numbers, well, the worse off we are, because that's probably going to say the Federal Reserve won't cut rates. Let me explain. Here's the data we're going to get this week, and here's why it's really important that you guys reach out to us now. Even if you're looking to build or buy, we can at least work with you to try to, you know, figure out what's your budget, what your true credit scores are, what program do you actually fit into and why, and then we can package it together and make sure you're prepared to buy or build. But here's the data coming in this week that's really causing concern. We haven't had inflation numbers, and we haven't had any real jobs numbers for over 40 days. So now here's what we're going to get this week. We're going to get inflation, the CPI. Okay, that's consumer inflation. We're going to get the core that strips out food and energy because of the volatility in gas prices and even eggs. And then you're going to have the CPI month over month and year over year. If you look at the year over the year right behind me, it's 3%. Well, that's not the one that they want at 2. The rate that they want at 2% is right here, the PCE. But this is also giving us at least the direction of where things are going. So let me explain it this way. The better the news, the worse off we are going to be. Here, let me explain. Here's what the Federal Reserve controls. They control this rate right here. It's not a mortgage rate. It's not a car loan or anything. But they focus in on over through here. So think of it this way. The Federal Reserve cut rates the last time. Why? We read the transcripts right here live when they were doing it. They did it because of the jobs reports. They're dismal. Well, here's what we're going to get this week. We're going to get inflation. Then we're going to get initial jobless claims. This will at least give us a beat on that. We're also going to get continued jobless claims. So where are those numbers? That's going to be a huge piece of this puzzle. So if you're watching this video, maybe you're looking to buy or build. You're a realtor trying to explain this to your clients. You're a loan officer. Subscribe over there. Every time I post a video, you'll get an alert, and I'll give you the data that you can explain to your clients, or if you're a homeowner, home looking to build or buy, you can understand what's going on. So let's go over to this and see where the markets are reacting right here, because Thursday is going to be huge. I don't know how these numbers are going to go. Nobody really knows how these numbers are going to go. But remember, the better these numbers are, the worse it's going to be for rates, because that means the Federal Reserve doesn't have to cut. They're going to say, okay, the economy's healthy, the jobs market's healthy, why should we cut? That's what we got to be concerned about. So here's what's happening right now in the markets. Treasury yields are already rising on the hopes that the shutdown's going to be over. If we go to the bond market, it's not looking very good as well. Let's take down this interview, go over to here, and here's what we monitor. If you're new to my channel, we monitor this bond right here. Okay, so what you have to know on this is a mortgage bond. Up at the top, it says MBS, so that means it's a mortgage bond. What you're seeing on the screen is the price. So what you have to do is figure out, okay, if the price is down 21, what's the rate doing? Okay, here's the easiest way to figure this out. If the price is going down, that means rates are going up. The bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment. 20 is a decent move. So we might see mortgage rates jump up just a little bit. But let's first go over to mortgage rates. You guys have to understand where mortgage rates are. Because what I did on Friday, I think it was Friday, is I did a live event to show you guys mortgage rates all over the place. So if you look up a 30-year mortgage rate, you're probably going to get rates all over the board. So what this one does is it pours mortgage rates from Mortgage News Daily, other indices, to give us where rates are. But if you really are focused in on rates and you're going out there, you're going to see rates like down through here. Freddie Mac has the 30-year fixed rate now. It's 6.22. Benchmark context. Freddie Mac today has a rate at 6.22 on the 30-year. If you go up to here on the Mortgage News Daily, has the rate at 6.32. What's the difference? Well, there's probably quite a bit of difference. Mortgage News Daily, to qualify for that score, you need a 780 credit score and you have to put down 25%. Is that you? Probably not. What situation are you in? Let's get over to my website and I can hopefully help you out. So here's my website. If you're a homeowner, please fill out the RateWatch 2.0 tool. If you're a home buyer, the first thing I need you to do is scroll down here. See if you qualify for this program. This will give you up to $7,000 with no lien, no payments. Basically, it's free money. So see if you can get $7,000 as down payment assistance to help you buy that first house, or maybe that your second home or your third home. It doesn't have to be your first home that you ever bought. And the nice thing about this is you don't have to pay it back. So if rates go down, you want to refinance down the road, you don't have to worry about another lien that you have to pay off in regards to that refinance. So that's that piece of it. And so let's now talk about if you're looking to build, or maybe you're looking to buy in the spring, where are rates going to go from there? Folks, I'm not sure. But here's what I would do if I was you. I'd reach out to us and get qualified. If rates today are, let's say, 6.3, get qualified at 6.75. Here's why. You might say, Dan, why would I go 6.75? Here's why. Wouldn't you rather get qualified at a payment that's $200, $300, $400? Well, let's put it this way. Right? In a payment that you can afford. Okay, but then at the end of this, you end up buying the house, you're at the closing, you're taking over the numbers, and you're like, that payment's $300 less than I was expecting. Good news. So that's why I say get qualified at a higher rate, because if you can afford that payment and you qualify at that payment, if the rates stay stagnant where they are today, you're more than qualify, and that payment will be a little more affordable to hopefully make your house a little more affordable. And that's what our whole goal is. And that's why I call myself the Rate Update, because I'm helping you guys understand rates, programs, and everything else. So make sure you subscribe over there. I don't care if you're a homeowner looking to buy, you're a realtor, even a loan officer. I think you can learn something every day by coming into my videos. So what my thoughts are right now, actually, I'm going to say I'm not quite sure. The government's going to come down out of shutdown mode. And then on Thursday, I'm going to pay quite attention. I'll be coming out to you Thursday morning to let you know exactly how all these inflation numbers are coming out, the initial jobless claims, and everything else. So if you're already got a quote and you're like, Dan, how do you know, you have a slogan. Here, let me explain my slogan to you folks and exactly who I am. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Yes, so nowhere out there you can hide from me. So if you're anywhere in the whole United States, I'd love to be able to help you maneuver home ownership or refinancing. So here's what we do. I'm actually a federally licensed loan officer, but we also have a slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, we're set up kind of like a broker. We offer over 33 different loan programs or different lenders in our arsenal, kind of like a huge mortgage brokerage. But the cool thing is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So reach out to us to make sure you qualify and you can actually, you know, compare rates to over 30 different lenders. If you already got a quote, go to Loan Estimate Review right there. Just upload your loan estimate. Within hours, we'll get back with you and say, okay, we can beat them on the fee. We can beat them on the rate. So we're hoping to win you as a customer. And if we can't, we'll be the first one to say, God bless you. You did your due diligence and you're getting one of the best programs out there. So if that's the case, we'll be the first ones to be honest with you and let you know that you don't need to do any more shopping because what you have can't be beat. So check out today's video. I'll be back today at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for today. And then Tuesday, the markets are closed, the banks closed, but I will be here celebrating Veterans Day. So if you're a veteran out there, please join me, watch the videos. I'm going to help you understand your benefits. You earned them. So make sure you use them or at least understand them if you're out there looking to refinance, buy, or maybe even build. But if you're out there doing any of those and you're just a regular commenter like myself, I'd love to be able to help you. So make sure you subscribe down over there so every time I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. And let's hope the Senate comes out of shutdown mode and the data that we start getting the rest of the week fits the void to help us make housing a little more affordable. Thanks for watching, folks. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you here at the closing bell. See you then. Bye-bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. we always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.